Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, happy Wednesday. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, the Matters of the Heart. This is a brief broadcast. I just wanted to update you that the show, thank you, and the show goes on. Just taking a hiatus. Since my internet is still offline on my netbook and off on my Android. So I'm taking a hiatus right now. But we are celebrating on March 21st, 2 years. Unbelievable. 2 years ago, on March 21st, premiered the first show to introduce the concept of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And what's amazing is that it's still in developmental stages, but I'm just amazed at the views and the listenership and the encouragement and just been having a blast ever since March 21st, 2011. And really before then, by networking with blogtalkradio.com and enjoying my favorite shows before even premiering the show right here at blogtalkradio.com. So I really want to thank you for your support. Looking forward to many of you being calling in and chatting and celebrating the 2 years, again, a two-year anniversary on March 21st. We resume regular broadcasting on Easter weekend, which is only a couple weeks away. It's amazing. Easter is the end of this month. But again, if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you, or your anniversary. Today are more than a couple celebrities' birthdays are today. William H. Macy and Common are just a couple. So happy birthday to those guys. And I just want to thank you. Please enjoy. I know many of you have listened to every show from the beginning. I have been listening to the show and supporting the show since the beginning. But you feel free to visit the website 24/7 anytime and listen to the broadcast. And I love constructive criticism. I love feedback. And so please, continue to share your constructive criticism and your feedback on ways to improve the delivery of the show. And my apologies also regarding this technical difficulty that's been happening, but I hope you can catch up on some of the broadcasts that you had not heard before. And you know, I want to thank my friends who have guest co-hosted with me from the beginning, from the very beginning 2 years ago, my friend Mike, that dude who was very supportive when I visited, when I took my work in vacay in Dallas, and you all know I'm in the midst of relocating back to Dallas. I could be going back and forth from Jackson to Dallas. I've been a student at Ogle School and, you know, of course, been an entrepreneur I am, but working on being a successful entrepreneur. I've been a successful entrepreneur before and working on being a successful entrepreneur once again and just getting in shape and taking good care of myself. Also, my family and I are so excited because, you know, my niece is expecting her baby's due this weekend, so we're, like, super excited, too. So just want to thank you all for your love and your support. And just been so amazing. There's just so much going on in the news. We should know if a pope will be selected by the end of the week. Wow. St. Patrick's Day weekend is up on us. And you all, Jackson, Mississippi, loves St. Patrick's Day. And I think Snoop Dogg is scheduled to be in Dallas this weekend, right? So big shout out to all my friends and loved ones and Big D. And, you know, Snoop Dogg is really Mississippi native. And so big shout out to the homie. but his misses and family and the whole Dog Pound Posse. But, you know, shout out to Ogle School. Shout out to my attorney, my friend, a guy whose prayers keep me in line. And that's Jay Lucas. And, of course, a big shout-out to my friends in Cali, Dean, you know, who has just been amazing with his input within the show. And I hope you all have been tweeting with him and networking with him and visiting his YouTube channel and also networking with Reagan Gomez. And you know, it's just important for us to be so, to be there for one another, you know, really. And if it's just, if it's just praying, those who believe in prayer, you know, prayer goes a long way. So we, speaking of prayer, let's keep active. Who's a childhood favorite of mine, still a favorite of mine. Cause I loved it when she and her husband was on Jeff Probst's show about a month ago. It's Valerie Harper. Let's keep her in our prayers and let's pray for a miracle, you know. And all that. And Zsa Zsa Gabor is another favorite of mine. I didn't get a chance, when we were talking about the Oscars and everything, I didn't get a chance to talk about them. Oscars and how loving her husband is. You know, they still had like a party during the Oscars at her home. Even though she's bedridden, they had the camera, had like a big TV screen in her bedroom. I can't remember the source that I got this information from, but, you know, she was able to view everything that was going on at the Oscar party that was at her house from her bed. I thought that was just so amazing, so sweet, because, you know, they, you know, she's old glamour Hollywood and, you know, just keep it going. So I used to network with she and her husband on MySpace before she became ill. And, you know, it was just amazing to network with one of my favorite old Hollywood celebrities that I loved growing up, like, you know, Kirk Douglas. When I used to be really active on MySpace, loved networking with him and reading his blogs and all that good stuff. So I just wanted to mention that. I didn't even plan on talking about that, just making it real brief. But we have a lot of stuff going on. Best wishes to us, one of my favorite newscasters, Rod Nesson of ABC News, WNNN, World News Now, because he's been promoted. They still have ABC, so we'll be seeing him doing other broadcasts. So congratulations to him, because he is a hoot. I mean, his news delivery is on point, and he is so humorous. So I understand why ABC promoted him, you know, don't you? And there's more to talk about, just so much, but I hope you all have a happy Patrick's Day weekend. There's a parade going on here in downtown Jackson. Again, I'll tell you, my niece is expecting her baby girl any day. The due date is the 16th, but, you know, any day now. So we're excited about that. And, like I said before, I'm transitioning in relocating to Dallas. And, you know, still back and forth. Still be here in Jackson, too, but more of my time in Dallas. And, you know, my resolution is also to resume traveling this year. I also like to mention finally becoming a divorcee. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. So I'm praying for all good things happening in Matters of the Heart. Congratulations to those of you that are happy, be single, happily in a new relationship. It's springtime, ready just to have good fun. Can't wait to talk to Dean and some of you, regarding springtime love and dating and all that good stuff. I keep saying good stuff, but really, I want to thank you. And those of you that have my personal email address, you can email me. You also can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. And also, all you Mark girls and guys, you can also email me at beth.girlrep@gmail.com. You can email me back. Hey, you all seen any good movies? I have. on Saturday, I Call Oz, which is the number one film now. Well, I think they made $80.3 million this weekend and was hot overseas also. See, I am a kid that loved Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, like many of you, and like the star of the show, James Franco, loved The Wizard of Oz, The Wiz, all that. That movie was just fantastic. You know, not only for kids, but for the kid and all of us. So if you're an adult and you haven't seen it, check it out. fun, fun, fun. Loved it. I laughed. I mean, the kids in the theater, they were having a blast, but guess what? The adults in the theater, when I went, we had a blast too. We were laughing. I went alone, but the adults, just like I, were laughing, oohing, aahing, and everything. Just a super classic movie. If you really want to check out something that's really fun and adventurous, check out Oz. And I think James Franco, he's going to be on Jay Leno on Thursday night, so looking forward to seeing that interview. Should be a good one. But again, thank you. And a big shout out to my dear friend whom I began networking with via Sports Executive Association's Lewis Howes organization, Lana Novak of Toronto, Canada. She's an amazing friend. She's a mentor of mine also now, because she has introduced me to Evolve Health, which I talked about on last Monday, which is based in Dallas, Texas, health and wellness company. Like their Facebook page, Evolve Health, EVOLV Health, okay? But big shout out to Lena and Kathy and Bernie and Trey White, the founder of Evolve Health, and just everybody. Thank you for welcoming me into the Evolve Health family network. But again, remember to visit my Mark e-boutique also at mymarkstore.com, Bessie Williams. And also, if you email me and you tweet me and everything, I'll get your messages and everything. But I'm a joining the hiatus. Right now I'm on the cabbage soup diet. I have not been on the cabbage soup diet since I was really physically fit and in really, really good shape, because I love the cleansing effect of the cabbage soup diet. And I am really refreshed, feeling good. I'm on the third day, and it's just amazing. Some of you are wondering what's going on. So while I'm not broadcasting, I'm really, really, you know, doing some things with the mornings and all that good stuff. Because, you know, I love the research, and I'm always researching. But, again, thank you. God bless. And look forward to networking with you. And those of you that have been with the show from the beginning, thank you. Those of you that just began listening and supporting the show and blogtalkradio.com and this new look, thank you. Okay, big shout out to the staff and my fellow cohorts also here at Blog Talk Radio. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I love you and thank you.